How come when he said this young man, everybody started laughing? That wasn't very nice. All right, I want you kids to learn a verse that I have up here on the board. I'm going to take my hymn book out so this will fit in. And I have some candies here for people who help me. But don't shout out, okay? I'm going to write a couple of letters up, and if you think you know the verse, then you put up your hand, and you don't go, oh, 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 oh. You just put up your hand, nice and quiet, and when I turn around, if I see your hand up, I'll pick you. Okay, so if you think you know this verse, don't say it out loud. Anybody think they know this verse? Anybody under 12 think they know this verse? Be sure your sin will find... Who likes this verse? Your sin will find you out. Okay, good. Be sure your sin will find you out. All right, now this bottom part down here, who knows what this should say? You know what it should say? Yeah. Romans? No! Okay, come on, where's all the boys with their hands up? Those big boys back there who knew the verse. Who knows where that what that should say? Yes.
Numbers, but I just know the book it's found in.
Well, you know, it's your lucky day because I just asked you for the book it's found in. Numbers. Good man. Numbers. All right. Whoa, what did I do there? Somebody tricked me. There we go. Okay, chapter and verse. Two candies for the chapter and verse. Oh, don't you hate that? And you know all the adults are avoiding eye contact. All the adults are sitting there saying, ooh, I hope you don't ask me. Who knows? Numbers what and what? Green shirt back there. Numbers 32 and 23. You know how come you knew that?
Yeah, because D told
you. Oh, because D told you. Well, you know how come D knew that? Because probably when D was a kid, Numbers 32 and 23. Probably when Dee was a kid, she was a lot like me when I was a kid. Because this is one of the verses in the Bible that I learned when I was very, very little. And my mom and my dad kept teaching me and teaching me and teaching me and teaching me, be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23. Who thinks they could stand up, turn around, look at the back, and say that verse, nice and loud and clear. Do you think you could? Okay. Nice and loud. Shh. Numbers. 32 and 23. One more person. Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23. Don't read it.
Be sure your sin
will find
you out. Numbers
32, 28, 23. Good man. Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23. Now I'm going to tell you a little story about when I was a boy, when I had to learn what this verse really meant. My parents lived in an island called Trinidad, down in the West Indies. And they were missionaries there. And I was born in Trinidad, and I had a big brother, and I had a big sister. And some of you know my big sister. She was here yesterday, Eleanor. And my big brother's name was Neil. And I was the youngest. My name's Andrew. And one time, somebody gave my mom and dad a record player. That's what they used to have before they had iPods, and before they had MP3 players, and before they had cassette tapes, and before they had 8-tracks, they had record players. So way, way back when I was a child, we had a record player. Everybody know what a record player looks like? You got this little disc, a vinyl disc, you set it on like a turntable, and the record spun around, and it had a little arm that came across, and you set the arm down, and it made really nice music. Well, somebody gave my mom and dad a record player, and our family had one very simple rule about the record player. My mom and dad, they would sit us down and they would say, children, especially Andrew, Andrew, don't touch the record player. Is that complicated?
Yeah.
You think?
No.
Is that hard to understand?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty simple to understand, isn't it? Andrew, don't touch the record player. Well, we would sometimes, after we ate supper at nighttime, we would go in the little living room and my dad would take down the record player off the shelf where it sat. And we only had, I think, two or three records. We had Burl Ives and the Korean Orphan Choir singing choruses. And we had Marcy singing some choruses. And we would put these on the record player and we would sit there and we would listen to the music. And it was just marvelous and wonderful. Except every time we got the record player down, my dad or my mom would say, don't touch the record player. Well, one day, I went in the living room, and there was no one around. No one could see me. Mom and Dad weren't in the room. I'm not sure where they were. I went in the living room, it was all by myself, and sitting there on the shelf, smiling at me, was the record player. And I went in the room, and I looked at the record player, and I thought, I bet it'd be a lot of fun to play with that record player. And so I walked over to the shelf, and I climbed up on the shelf, and I went to right where the record player was. And what had my mom told me?
Don't touch the record player.
Don't touch the record player. You know what I did? What do you think I did? I touched the record player. I did. I went up on the shelf, and I opened the lid on the record player. And I put my hand on the little turntable. I went, nee, 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 round and round like that. And I got the little arm and I went, back and forth with the arm. And I was just having a great time. But as I was playing with the record player, this little piece on the very end of the arm, it broke off. The needle. At the end of the arm on the record player, the needle broke off in my fingers. And I was really scared. Because I thought, now they're going to know. They're going to know that I touched the record player and I wasn't supposed to touch the record player. So I wondered, well, what will I do? So I took the needle and I tried to push it back on. And it didn't work. It fell out. And I squeezed it, and I twisted it, and I tried everything I knew to get that needle back onto the record player so I could close the lid and I could just get away, and no one would ever know that I had touched the record player. But no matter what I tried, nothing worked. So I started to panic, because I'm holding this little needle in my hand, and I think if my mom or my dad see this needle, they're going to know that I touched the record player. So I didn't know what to do. So I got down off the shelf, really scared, and I looked all around and I couldn't figure out what to do with this needle. So I walked around out of the living room, and there was a little corridor, and there was a door in that corridor, and I opened the door, and there was a real small little room, and there was this white thing in the room, and there was a sink where you washed your hands in the room. And I thought, great. And I took the needle right over to the toilet. And I dropped it in the toilet and went, splash. And I flushed the toilet. And the needle was gone. The needle was gone. And I thought, great. Because no one will ever know what happened. But I had forgotten the verse that my mom and dad had taught me. Who can stand up? Turn around, don't look at the board, and tell me the verse and where it's found. Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23. Can you do it, Sophia? Perfect, clear, loud, no mistakes, no helping. Okay, stand up, turn around, nice and loud. See those men talking out there? So loud that they'll hear you.
Romans, be sure your sins will find you out. Numbers 32 and 26.
That's the quietest I've heard you talk all weekend. That was great. Excellent. Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 20. Anybody else think they can do it? You can? Okay. Stand up. Turn around.
Be sure your sins will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23.
Excellent. Okay. No, I'll ask again in a minute. So I was quite happy now. I thought I'd gotten away with this. The record player was still sitting on the shelf. The Marcy records and the Burl Ives records were sitting right beside them. The family was happy. The needle was gone. There was no evidence. Nobody had seen me. I hadn't gotten caught. And life went on. And everything was good. Until a couple of days later, after supper, my mom and dad decided, hey, why don't we listen to some music? Put on a record. So we all truck in the living room. We sit down. My dad gets down the record player. We put the record on, plug it in the wall, turn on the switch. It's spinning around nicely. Puts the needle over. And was there any music?
No.
There's no music. So my dad, he looks at the record player, and he looks, and the needle's gone. So now I'm starting to sweat a little bit. I'm thinking, But nobody saw me. Nobody knew. So my mom and my dad, they got my big brother, Neil, my big sister, Eleanor, and me, and they set us down on the couch in the living room. And they went to my big brother, and they looked him right in the eyeballs, and they said, Neil, did you touch the record player? And my big brother Neil looked right back and said, no. That was easy. No. So that was fine. So then they went to my sister Eleanor. And they looked at my sister Eleanor. Now you got to understand, my sister Eleanor was, you know what a goody two-shoes is? Yeah. Well, that's what my sister Eleanor was. When she was little, not now, when she was little, she was the goody two-shoes in the family. So she never did anything wrong, and I always did everything wrong, and she never got in trouble, and I always got in trouble. And so my dad, he looks at Eleanor, and he says, Eleanor, did you touch the record player? And she hadn't even done it, but she goes, no, Daddy. So then they come to me, and I'm sitting there on the couch, and my dad looked right into my eyeballs, and he said, Andrew, did you touch the record player? And I looked right back into my dad's eyeballs, and what do you think I said?
No.
You know what I said? This is really serious.
Yes.
You know what I said? No, Daddy. Straight face. Looked right back at him, and I said, no, Daddy. What have I done now? First of all, I had sinned because I had disobeyed. They said, don't touch the record player, and I had done that. And now they had looked at me and said, Andrew, did you touch the record player? And I had looked right back at them, and I had said, no. What had I just done? I lied. And what is a lie?
Sin.
A lie is sin. So that's pretty serious, wasn't it? A lie is sin. Okay. What was our verse? Who can tell me the verse? No, somebody who hasn't done it yet. Stand up, turn around, and nice and clearly tell me the verse. Can you do it, Rebecca? Okay. Turn around. Nice and loud. Be sure.
Say your sins will find you out. Numbers
32.
23.
Numbers 32 and 23. Good girl. Okay, one more over here. This is the most important thing that you remember is this verse. Can you do it?
Be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23.
Excellent. Good for you. All right. Now let me tell you what's wrong. You don't like what? So what do you want? One of these? You don't want to give that one back? Do you want anything else? No. She doesn't like candy. She'll puke if she eats it. So, anybody else want to volunteer to take her candy for her? There you go. Okay. Now, listen up. Listen up. Because the Bible is always true. Be sure your sin will find you out. So, in this little family way down in Trinidad, there's a little boy who thinks he's gotten away with this. But you see, my mom... is a really smart lady. And she knew her little boy. And she knew all her kids, and she knew that Neil was... I mean, Neil was 6 years older than me. So first of all, it was pretty unlikely that he was playing with a record player. And secondly, he was basically pretty honest, so it was very unlikely that he had touched the record player. And my sister, Eleanor, as I've already said, was a goody two-shoes. So it was unthinkable that Eleanor would ever have touched the record player. And for some reason or another, my mother had a very good idea that it had been Andrew who had touched the record player. She's a very smart lady. So nothing happened. For several days, nothing happened. And one day, I was by myself in the kitchen with my mom after school. I was sitting at the kitchen, and Mom had made a little drink and a snack. It's really hot in Trinidad. And I was sitting there having a nice cold drink and a snack. And we were just talking about the day at school, and everything was fine. And there was all sorts of love in the room. And my mom, in that nice environment where everything was relaxed, my mom just started talking real gentle to me. And she said, "Andrew, you know, a few days ago when you went into the living room and you were by yourself and no one was looking and you started playing with the record player and you really didn't mean to do anything wrong at all, but you were playing with the record player and then totally by accident the needle broke off and you were scared and you didn't know where to put the needle. Where did you put it? Because you see, my mom and dad, where we lived in Trinidad, you couldn't get parts. Like you couldn't, this record player had come from Canada. And you couldn't get a part to replace the needle in Trinidad. And so the record player basically was useless. And so my mom really wanted to find out if I had done it and had told the truth. But she also wanted the needle back. She wanted to get the record player fixed so it could work. So my mom, this really nice, polite, soft, tender, gentle, loving little voice, she says, "Andrew, when that happened and you were really scared and you panicked, you didn't really know where to put the needle, where did you put it?" And I said, "Oh, Mommy, I flushed it down the toilet." And you know what had happened? My sin had found me out. Exactly. I got caught. That's exactly what had happened. You see, I thought that I was so smart that I could sin and get away with it. And I thought that I had covered it up so well that nobody would know about it. And I thought nobody had seen me and nobody can prove it, so I'm going to get away with it and no one is ever going to know that I did this sin. But you know what? I was wrong. You see, my mom, like I said, was really smart. But who else knew? Who else knew? Besides my mom and my sister, who always thought she knew everything, besides that, who else knew that I had sinned?
God.
God knew. Oh, you don't want any more?
Yes.
You want more? One more? Okay. There you go. God knew. Okay, and my time's done, but I want you kids to remember that everything we do, God knows. And not only does God know, but God actually has a record of it. He has a record of our sins. That's a really serious, serious thing. So even if nobody else knows and nobody else sees, God knows and God has a record. Now, I did get punished by my parents for taking the needle and for telling lies about it. And I deserved to get punished for that, didn't I? But you know what? I'm not going to get punished by God for that sin or the other sin of lying about it or all the other hundreds of sins that I committed. Why is that? How can we, when God knows all about our sins, how can we not be punished? How can we have our sins forgiven? How can we have them taken away? God can't pretend it didn't happen because it did happen. So how can we have our sins forgiven?
Trust on the Lord.
Trust on the Lord. And what has the Lord done?
Died on the cross.
Exactly. Good for you. The Lord Jesus Christ knew about our sins. He saw them. He knew all about them. But because He loved us, the Lord Jesus Christ took the place of sinners who were guilty And because he took our sins and was punished, the Bible says we can have our sins forgiven. So I want you children to remember two very important things today. You can forget all about the needle, the record player, and my problems when I was a child, and our difficulties in our family. You can forget all about that, but I want you to remember, be sure your sin will find you out, and I want you to remember that there's only one way for your sins to be forgiven, and that's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so do I close in prayer, or Joel, are you coming back up? Joel's coming back up.
We'll look for a nod.